From Camp Joseph H. Pendleton, Marine Base at Oceanside, California, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Harry, isn't it thrilling to be here at Camp Pendleton with all these Marines, huh?
Oh, it certainly is, Eddie. Say, I understand you came down in a Jeep.
Harry, you don't come down in a Jeep. You go up, you come down. You go up, you come down. And the worst thing, Harry, you don't always come down in the same Jeep you went up in. Believe me, Harry, after seeing those Marines bouncing around in those things, I don't know why they call them leathernecks. Yeah, oh, Harry, but the trip. The trip down here is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
On the way from the camp to Los Angeles, the boys pass all kinds of fruit orchards. They pass oranges, they pass lemons, grapes.
Wait a minute, Eddie. You may give people the wrong impression of these boys.
Harry, I happen to know that Marines are perfect gentlemen. They never speak to a girl unless she speaks first. That I do know. I do know, Harry.
You mean to say a Marine won't speak to a girl unless she speaks first?
Yep. But what those guys can say with a whistle.
Oh, I'll say. Say, listen, Eddie, I understand that this is one of the largest camps in the country.
It is, Harry. Did you know it's 8 miles from the actual camp to the front entrance?
8 miles?
Yes, Harry. When a Marine gets a 24-hour pass, by the time he gets to the main gate, he's been AWOL for 2 days. I'm fixing it, boys. I'm getting a shortcut to San Diego. Right? But, Harry, Camp Pendleton is really a triumph of endeavor. Just think. At the start of the war, this was 110 square miles of barren, desolate wasteland. But today, you can stand on a hill and as far as the eye can see, boondocks.
Wonderful. Boondocks. What is that?
That's Marine talk for barren, desolate wasteland. Hey, Harry, tell me, how are you getting along with these Marines? You've been here all day.
Oh, well, they're great guys, Eddie. Today I joined a couple of them who were trained for combat, you know. Yeah, I had to crawl along on my stomach, creep forward inch by inch with my head down, and do all this carrying a full load.
Where did you do this? On the infiltration course?
No, coming out of the M&M Cafe.
It's a lie because I know that you never take a drink.
Well, Eddie, I took one drink with these boys as a toast to the victory in Europe.
Well, I don't blame you, Harry. I guess everybody felt like doing something. Of course, they had a big celebration in Japan, you know.
Yeah, in Japan?
In fact, we will now take you by shortwave to Tokyo, where you will hear how the Japanese celebrated V-Day. And they carried on like this for days.
Yeah?
Harry, I would like to tell these boys the type of news I heard coming out of Japan on the shortwave radio.
All right, Eddie. Take it, Tokyo.
Take it, Tokyo. We have been taking it and taking it and taking it. In fact, American Marines now call Tokyo, Takeyo. Flashy flash. With the surrender of Germany, General Heishi reminds Nipponese that Japan now on her own. Flat on it. Good news from America. Since end of European war, American bomb production falling off. Only trouble, keep falling off on Tokyo. Flashy flash. American soldiers leaving army by point system. A Jap soldier also leaving army by point system. Marines point rifle, Jap lead.
Well, you know, Eddie, I don't blame the Japs if they feel a little worried because I was out on the rifle range this afternoon and these boys out here are...
Yep. What is that?
Well, I'll get it, Harry.
Okay.
Eddie Cantor speaking. Hello? Hello?
How do you do?
I know, I'm hike hitching.
No. No, no, you mean hitchhiking.
No, I'm going the other way.
Russian, I told you to go to the Greyhound terminal, get on the bus, stay on it for an hour, and then get off.
I got on the bus, I stayed on it an hour, and that's where I made my mistake.
Why? What do you mean?
As soon as I got off, the bus left the terminal.
Russian, tell me.
Yes? I can't hear you.
How can you do all the stupid, idiotic things you do in one day?
I get up early.
Never mind. Russian, tell me, where are you phoning from?
I stopped in a Mexican cafe for a drink of tequila.
Tequila?
Yes, that's Mexican for water.
Russian, you fool. Tequila isn't water. It's a very powerful, intoxicating beverage.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm so disappointed.
Well, pay your check and leave that Mexican cafe.
It isn't that easy.
Why, what do you mean?
The bartender and I are having an argument on account of a peso.
What do you mean, an argument on account of a peso?
I can't peso, he won't let me out. Yes?
A peso is only a quarter in American money. When you left at the bus terminal, I gave you $35. How could you spend that in 3 hours?
Why, after one drink of tequila, I owe the bartender $35.
How could you owe $35 after only one drink of tequila?
I hiccuped and broke 14 windows.
Never mind. Just see that you get here to Camp Pendleton right away.
I think I can make it with one more hiccup.
He'll be here. He'll be here.
Say, Eddie, while you were on the phone, I've been looking over these Marines in the audience, and I've never seen such a healthy bunch.
Yes, Harry, they're really in wonderful shape. You know, when I saw the condition they're in, I decided I'd do everything they do in a day, go through their routine. Up at 6, an hour of calisthenics, 2 hours of drilling, a 10-mile hike with full pack, target practice, and 3 hours of amphibious landing operations. And, Harry, I only flunked out in one maneuver.
What was that?
Couldn't get up at 6.
Listen, Eddie, for a routine like that, you should have called me.
You could have gone through that routine?
No, but I could have gotten you up at 6.
You? You, Harry? How?
Oh, yeah, for years I've been helping people get up in the morning. People who'd rather stay in bed because they feel sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. I tell them to take a glass full of sparkling sal hepatica the very first thing. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. Then, too, sal hepatica helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So you see, it's wise for everyone to keep a bottle of sal hepatica handy. Just remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
And now, men, I want you to meet our special guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's production Between Two Women, that very pretty and talented Miss Marilyn Maxwell. All right, fellas, get back to normal now. Marilyn Maxwell, you're certainly looking lovely.
Eddie Cantor, you're certainly looking.
Well, I can't help it, Marilyn. You have a gorgeous, gorgeous figure.
Well, how can you tell?
Shh. Radar. Sing, Marilyn. Go on and sing.
Every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every time. Every doggone time I try romance, I'm taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermitage. Those blues, my sweetie, gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridge behind me. I'm gonna hide out in them. Here's a look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. 'Cause every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shovel around every doggone time. hermit, and live in a hermit cave until I lose those blues my sweetie gave to me. Well, I'm gonna burn the bridges behind me. I'm gonna hate all you men.
To tell you, this is it was really wonderful. You know, Cam Pendleton is so big, I was worried about you. Did you have any trouble finding the theater here?
Did I? Twice I got lost in the woods.
Well, you should have had... You should have had one of the Marines show you the way.
Who do you think I got lost in the woods with?
Look, while you're here, Marilyn, I want you to meet... Oh, gosh. Harry. Harry, if this is the Russian again, I'll shoot myself. Hello? Hello? Why don't you start speaking?
Why don't you start shooting?
Russian, the last time you called, I told you to get right here to Camp Pendleton.
I can't move. The light's against me.
What do you mean, the light's against you?
I'm leaning on a lamppost.
Russian, you ought to be ashamed of yourself drinking.
Kemper, you drink too if you had my trouble. There's illness in my family.
What do you mean, illness in your family?
Oh, my sick.
I still demand to know why you're not here.
I'm with a very beautiful señorita, and she refuses to let me go.
Let me talk to that girl.
Here she is.
Oh, señor, no quiero nada con usted. No tengo nada que decir. Voy a ese carote lleno de chiquitilo huevo y padre terrible. No me moleste, señor. No me toque. No, no, no.
Russian? Russian, what did she say?
You don't know either.
Russian, that girl doesn't even speak English. How can you have any fun with a girl you can't even talk to?
Silly boy.
Now, fellas, I want you to meet our singing star, Nora Martin. Nora, that's a beautiful dress. Gee, you girls are you, Marilyn. It certainly brings out the blue in your eyes.
It certainly brings out your eyes.
All right, Nora, just stick around for a minute, will you? Right now, fellas, Nora Martin, Marilyn Maxwell, Harry Von Zell, and I would like to give you our version of Two Marines on a 3-Day Liberty Pass. We pick up the two Camp Pendleton Marines on a street in Hollywood, discussing the victory in Europe.
And I told him, I said, that's what I think they ought to do to Hermann Goering.
Ah, they ought to do something worse.
Well, what could be worse?
Ain't you ever been through boot camp?
Listen, Cantor, do you really think we'll get our peacetime jobs back after the war?
Why, certainly. Take the case of my kid brother, who just got out of the army. 3 days ago, he was a soldier, and today he got back his peacetime job.
Well, what was he in peacetime?
A sailor. Hey, tell me, Bud, what did you do before the war?
I was a night watchman.
A night watchman? What did you watch?
I don't know. Who can see at night?
Yep.
Hey, look, how about going to some nice place for dinner, huh?
Yeah.
How are we fixed for money?
Well, I just got my full month's pay.
I ain't got enough for dinner either. Hey, look at them two beautiful dames over there.
Where?
Over there.
Where?
Should we go over there and try to make a date?
Oh, no. That's too crude. After all, we're Marines.
Oh.
You must do this with finesse. I'll tell you what. When she drops her handkerchief, you pick it up.
Yeah, well, how do you know she'll drop her handkerchief?
I'll twist her wrist.
Hey, mate, here they come.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, girls.
Hiya, soldiers.
Soldiers? We're soldiers?
We're soldiers?
Oh,
I'm sorry. We were confused because we had a blind date with a couple of soldiers.
We're soldiers.
We're soldiers.
Where did my friend Harry go with your friend Nora?
Oh, they're over there on the other bench, behind that tree.
Gosh, Marilyn, isn't Pippert Park wonderful? Well, I love nature. Give me another kiss.
How did you learn to kiss like that?
From kissing.
Hey, Marilyn, it's so dark I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Your hand isn't in front of your face. And take it out of my pocketbook.
Oh, I... What's the matter with you, Marilyn? I was just reaching for a comb.
Your hair isn't enough.
It will be.
Listen, Romeo, I hope you haven't got any wrong ideas.
Wrong ideas?
Yes.
If my ideas work, I can't go wrong.
You're not fooling me. I had a date with a soldier, and you're no soldier. You're a Marine.
How can you tell?
Well, when a girl drops a handkerchief, a soldier picks it up.
What about a Marine?
He picks up the girl.
Gee, that was sure was a swell idea coming here to the Hollywood Canteen, Marilyn. Gee, look at Harry and Nora out there in the garden. They're always together. I wonder what they're talking about.
Gee, it's pretty out here in the garden. Isn't it nice sitting here holding hands?
Well, holding hands is all right, but it'd be nicer if we were holding each other.
That's a good way to do it, isn't it? Gee, your hands are soft and smooth. Say, while I'm holding your soft, smooth hands, tell me all about yourself, your life, your dreams, your phone number.
My phone number is Truchet 2222.
Are you sure that's the right number?
It's the right number to get hands just 2222 smooth.
Hey, you know, Zanna, you sound like that guy Harry Von Zell that's always talking on the radio.
Harry Von Zell?
Very clever announcer. Very clever. he's got blue eyes.
He's fat, too.
Yeah, that's him, blue eyes.
What does he do on the radio?
Well, he talks about what you were saying, Truchet, the new idea in hand lotion. And he says something about Truchet being creamy and fragrant and how it helps keep hands soft and smooth. Truchet is the before hand lotion, he says. You can use it before you go to work, before you do dishes or undies. It helps guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. And Truchet is great as an all-over beauty lotion, too, for rough elbows, chapped legs, and as a powder base.
Oh, that's wonderful. You say it so eloquently. Yes.
Well, who is this guy Von Zell, anyway?
Oh, just an ordinary announcer by the name of Harry Von Zell.
Harry who?
Harry Von Zell.
Never heard of him.
And now, fellas, for your pleasure here at the canteen, Miss Nora Martin.
That's me.
And a Marine from Camp Pendleton.
That's me, folks.
We'll sing Lily Bell.
Gee, they love Marines down here, don't they, huh?
Who's got eyes as far like a little sprinkle with you? Lily Bell. Who's got the lips as fresh as all the rain when summer is through? Lily Bell. Would you like a sunbeam on a rainy day? You can catch a sunbeam when she smiles your way.
Lily Bell.
to look and then you'll know it isn't a dream. No one else is Lily Bell. Really couldn't be anyone else but Lily Bell.
You girls to drive us back to camp in your car like this.
Oh, you're welcome. But I'm afraid this is a pretty small car for the four of us to be squeezed in the front seat.
Yeah. I wish I had my car here.
Is it bigger?
No, it's smaller. you know something, Marilyn?
What is it?
This is the first time in a long time I've had anyone on my lap. Isn't it, Harry?
Yeah. If I'm... I'll get off. Really out of gas? You're not just saying that to take advantage of us just because we're Marines, are you?
Take it easy.
I knew we'd be taken advantage of if I left camp without my sergeant. I know how you girls are.
Harry.
A fella can't have any fun without paying for it.
Oh, Harry, Harry. No one's taking advantage. Look at the gate. Harry. The girls are really out of gas.
I was afraid something like this was going to happen.
I was afraid it wasn't. Well, there's only one thing to do. Harry, you know, we got to go out and get a lift, get a walk. We got to get to the camp.
Well, yeah, come on. So long, girls.
Say, fellas, aren't you going to stick with us?
Oh, no. We got to make sure about getting transportation back. Last time I had to walk all the way back to Camp Pendleton from Hollywood. I just got back in time, too.
Well, 60 miles you had to walk?
Yeah, and I just made it. 5 minutes later, and he'd have left on a 10-mile hike without me. Come on, Harry. Ladies and gentlemen, this spot from which we have been broadcasting tonight is a staging area. Tomorrow, or in a week, or month, these men who have laughed with us will be on their way into the Pacific on the road to Tokyo. It's a grim, long, hard road. But these are the Marines, the fighting men whose brothers in arms have gone forth from here to clear the beaches at Guadalcanal and Tarawa, at Iwo Jima and Okinawa. You can see some of their faces in the famous photograph of the flag raising on Iwo Jima, the picture our government is using to inspire us to buy a bond, to back the attack, to bring them back. There are men on Iwo Jima who will never come back. They who died for us. They who lie tonight in the 5th Marine Division Cemetery on bloody, windswept Iwo Jima. They of whom Chaplain Gittleson spoke when he consecrated their final resting place.
Somewhere in this plot of ground, there may lie the man who could have discovered the cure for cancer. These Christian crosses, or beneath the Jewish Star of David, there may rest now a man who was destined to be a great prophet. Now they lie here silently in this sacred soil, and we gather to consecrate this earth to their memory. Here lie officers and men, Negroes and whites, rich men and poor. Here are Protestants, Catholics, and Jews. Here no man prefers another because of his faith, or despises him because of his color. Here there are no quotas of how many from each group are admitted or allowed. Theirs is the highest and truest democracy. Any man among us, the living, who lifts his hand in hate against a brother, or thinks himself superior to those who happen to be in the minority, makes of this ceremony and of the bloody sacrifice it commemorates an empty, hollow mockery.
There's a new flag on Iwo Jima. You can see all glory flying there. From the beachhead to the foxhole, through mother's wet ravine, to the heights of Suribachi, crept a handful of Marines. There were brave men who fought and died there. Let's give thanks to them in every prayer. There's a new flag on Iwo Jima. There's a star-spangled banner flying there. Give thanks to them in every prayer. There's a new flag on Iwo Jima. There's a star-spangled banner
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess you've all suffered from aching back or from aching muscles after a session in the garden. But if you know it, you don't need to suffer for long. Not if you get yourself a jar of Minute Rub. For Minute Rub is a modern, quick-acting rub that helps give you speedy relief from those tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly. In a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm clothes or linens. So anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by physical overexertion, get quick relief the modern way. The greaseless, stainless, Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.